Blog Talk Radio.
The Rad Reality Show, and we're going to kick it off with our theme song.
I should have been
we got a cowboy.
I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like
hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, the roundtable discussion about Big Brother on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show.
The chat room is filling up, so if you want to call in and talk Big Brother, 347-237-5506. Make sure you push the 1 because I'm not going to pick up unless you push the 1.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Today is August 17th, 2012, and we've got an awesome show in store for you today. We've got Janelle Pierzina from Big Brother 14 calling in a little while, and we've also got the winner of the Urban Stampede from Louisville, Kentucky. He'll be here with us to talk about how awesome it was to win this incredible race that they did out in Louisville. We've also got Mary and David Conley, who put on the Urban Stampede out in Louisville. They'll be here to talk to us about the event as well. My name is Cherry Garcia. I'll be your co-host today, along with Paul from Minnesota. How are you doing today, Paul? Are you awake?
You know, I always chuckle when you say good afternoon because it feels so like morning to me. I am awake a little bit. You know, I just want to add a little something about when Janelle calls in. She's a busy person. She agreed to like 15 minutes. Not sure exactly when she's calling in, but we do have, you know, some rules. We won't be able to take many calls.
Uh-oh, we lost Paul. Of all people,
oh,
we lost our Paul. So I'm sure he'll call right back in. He calls in on Skype, and sometimes Skype can be a little fussy, so we'll get Paul back. But to carry on, we don't know how long Janelle can stay. I know she's very, very busy. She just got out of the house. She's got a new baby. Things are very busy for her right now, so she may only be able to stay around 15 minutes or so. So if you have questions, get them ready. We will probably only be able to take chat questions and ask them for you, and we will filter them in to her from the chat room. So just have your questions for Janelle ready to type them in the chat room, and we will ask them for you to Janelle.
Hey, I'm back.
Also, thank you, Paul. We also will have Mr. Chase Allen, who is just the most awesome guy. He won Urban Stampede out in Louisville, Kentucky, and I can't wait for you guys to hear his story. He has the most incredible story, and he will be joining us in a little while. He's already on the switchboard listening to the show. Hi, Chase. He will be coming on and telling you all how incredible this race was and his incredible story and how he got to the winning point of the Urban Stampede. So with us and our host of the show, as always, we have the wonderful, the kind-hearted, the just most incredible guy ever, Mr. Michael Cowboy Ellis. How are you, Michael? I know you ran the stampede. Have you recovered yet?
Well, thanks for the introduction, and glad to be here. And I have, my breathing is still kind of hurting a little bit, you know. I went to state and cross country my sophomore and junior year and did very well. And, you know, of course, that was several years ago, almost probably 12 years ago. So that's many years. And, you know, my body sometimes thinks you can run a race like that. And if you're not trained and prepared to go out and do that, you're going to be hurting. And I tell you what, the winner of the Urban Stampede, oh my gosh, he does run races, and he'll, you know, tell us more about that. But I tell you what, I was just honored to be able to finish that race. And yes, I did finish the race, for the ones that don't know, but I did finish the race with my partner. You know, we were doing really well. My daughter actually raced in the race as well with Bopper from last season, Amazing Race, and they were kicking our butt. However, my partner and I, we moved in front of the pack. We snuck off the bus where I don't think they saw us. However, that would have been crucial. We could have did really well. We would have placed really well with the Reality Stars. However, we went to the wrong place. So it was crucial. One bad move, just like the Amazing Race. And, you know, even Chris Allen's going to, hopefully he'll come on and say it was a tough race. Hopefully he won't say, oh, that was a breeze. But, you know, do we have Janelle
also,
up
I wanted
yet?
To say, I failed to mention in my intro, we have Mary and David Conley, two of the sweetest people I have ever met. I was so excited to get to meet them. That was the highlight of my trip going out there, was to meet Mary and David, and, of course, Alan and his kids. But I got to meet Mary and David and little Vanna and Mary and David's kids, and they're on the phone line with us. Can I go ahead and bring them up, Cowboy?
Yeah, please. Hey.
Mary and David.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Hey. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
I'm good. How are you, Mary and David?
Oh, we're doing good.
Good. Hey, Paul, what was you about to say, buddy?
I was going to say, I actually, when I dropped off, was setting up to talk about rules. I just want to get this out of the way. This is one other rule that we're going to have today.
I recognize that English can be a difficult language to comprehend, but stop still means stop. Please stop singing.
Okay.
Well, I promise you, I won't be singing.
Yeah, me too. Unless
you know
put
what,
that cowboy song up again.
I was thinking of that. you know, I tell you what, David and Mary, it was really, I think, the highlight of my trip, besides helping the kids, because, you know, that's what it was for, was the moment I got to see you guys, and I'm tearing up now. I remember my family got in, and I called David and Mary, and I said, hey, we made it to our campground. We're going to go eat. And they go, okay, we're going to, you know, stop what we're doing. We're going to come and see you. We'll be there here in a few moments. And we went to this pizza buffet, and, of course, my family, we were finished eating because we were about 20, 30 minutes away from them. But I was in the parking lot, and right when I saw, I started tearing up because, I mean, this is, you know, they're my friends, you know, from 4 years, you know, being on the radio. They've helped co-host with me on the show, and it was just so, it was a pleasure. We got to, David took my kids and his two girls, and
me, and we went to the zoo, got to hang out, and I think David and I got a kick out of the kids because they were so exhausted and hot. They were ready to go, he said, halfway into the zoo. It wasn't even a full lap of the zoo. They were ready to go. But we had fun that week, got to spend time with them. And David, Mary, thank you so much for helping with this event and inviting us, because it was well worth it.
Calvi, it was awesome meeting all of you all, honest to goodness. Can't wait till next year.
And without good friends like you to kind of help get this charity started, you know, we couldn't do it without good friends like Cowboy and Chris
Terry.
Daughtry and Terry come down, drove down to do
live
it.
Radio show inside a cave was awesome.
Yeah,
I hated
what,
every bit of the zip line.
I tell
that
you what,
so
Mary was a trooper. She actually did the whole zip line. However, I don't know if it was raining in the cave or if it was Mary's tears.
That
I don't know.
It was
pretty bad.
That was the craziest thing I ever done in my life. I won't never do it again. But that's fine with me. I'm gonna put everybody else through it next year.
Oh,
Mary,
it was awesome.
I felt the same way. I've got a lot of health problems. My back is a mess. But I said, you know, I may not ever have this opportunity again. I don't know how long I have on this planet before I wind up in a wheelchair or whatever. So if I can do it at all, I'm going to do it now and get it over with. If it makes me hurt, oh well. I'm going to do it and, you know, experience it. And, wow, was it an experience. I mean, it was a lot of fun, but it was scary. I mean, there were some times that it had your heart rate pumping. It was crazy in there.
And then you have young guys like me flip upside down. Boy, I still had it in me. Boy, it was awesome. My feet up, and I was dangling down. Oh, yeah, it was awesome. But I used to be a ropes course facilitator. So, I mean, it was up my alley, you know, when we got to do that. So I can't wait to do it again next year. I won't be one of these ones, well, I already did it. No, I'll let them. No, Mary, you got to come and you got to be a part of it too. You know you will.
Yeah, I'll be there, but no, I'm not. I'm never, ever. No, not even for $1 million, Cowboy. You wait and see. It wasn't worth my life.
Oh, not for $1 million? I bet you David would throw your honey up there.
Mm-mm.
Throw her. I'll throw her off the hill.
Mm-hmm.
The big one.
It ain't happening.
Maybe I can just get the insurance off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. Well, I got a question. We don't have Janelle in stat right now, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so why don't we go ahead and let's go ahead and get the stampede out of the way. Let's go ahead and pull Chase up, and that way we can get him on and off, if that's okay, Paul.
Let's do that. Chase Allen, thank you so much for calling in. I got to talk to you there at the event, and I was so happy for you. One of the things that I said was often people say, and I can say this on the air, some people say shit happens, but in your case, I said fate happens, because your story is so cool. And I would like to just take the time to introduce you and say that, you know, you have one of the coolest stories that I've ever heard about winning the race. So say hi to the Rad Reality fans and just tell us what it was like to run the race.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me on the show.
Are you nervous?
Crazy. Yeah. Just a little bit, yeah.
Well,
I've never done anything like this. You know.
Well, we're glad you're here. And just so you know, that's what helps me. No one can see your face. Or, you know, if you're in your underwear, it's okay. You don't have to tell us. You know, so enjoy and have fun.
All right. But, yeah, it was an amazing race. I have to say that. It was a lot of fun and a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. I wasn't expecting I didn't really know how long it was going to be, and we did 2 hours and 30 something minutes, and it was just crazy. It felt like all day.
So,
I think it was two hours and 35 minutes, Chase.
Yeah, 2 hours 35 minutes. That's right. Yeah.
Hey, it sure was.
I believe 15 seconds.
So who did you run the race with?
I ran it with my sister.
Okay.
Both of you run a lot. Are both of you avid runners?
Yeah, well, she's always been a runner. She was in cross country in her high school, did pretty good. She's always been running. I kind of ran a little bit in high school, but kind of took about 10 or 11 years off of not really doing anything. I recently just started running this year, actually running. So this is, quite an accomplishment for, having done that. Of course, I used to weigh, quite a lot. I used to weigh close to 300 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was a journey just losing that.
And so how much weight have you lost?
Have you lost? Yeah.
Well, so far it's over, I think it was 115 pounds last time I checked.
Wow.
And still going, so,
That's incredible. You look amazing. And
well, thank you.
I can't imagine losing anymore, but you look amazing. And to come in first in this race, I mean, I interviewed people as they were crossing that mat, and everyone talked about how hard it was and that, it was not an easy race to run, and that everyone was completely, exhausted when they hit that mat. So
yeah,
you had to be fit to be the winner. So, you can tell that you're in shape and have really gone far in your athleticism and have really worked hard to lose the weight and get where you're at. So have you done that all on your own?
No. Actually, a friend of mine who, he actually lost a lot of weight too. His name's Soul. He's a local musician here in Louisville. He's actually been kind of taking me under his wing and helping me out a lot. He's lost, he's shaped like a bodybuilder now, he went from being close to 300 pounds to, just chiseled out. So he's kind of given me a lot of tips and helped me out a lot. He's actually started his own personal trainer business here in Louisville, Soul Studios. And they just helped me out a lot because I was doing things that, I was trying, I just really wasn't doing my diet and I wasn't training like I thought I should, And he kind of narrowed everything down for me to where I can, start making the weight fall off.
Wow.
And, of course, my sister, she's always been in shape, so she kind of, was pushing me along. But more in like a tease,
yeah,
more of a teasing
like
way,
that,
though.
She said that you pushed her like a dog.
Yeah,
I did
that day, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that day I did. I pushed her pretty hard.
Yeah, I heard you screaming at her, come on.
Hey, come on, yeah. If I knew we was in the lead, I would have been screaming even more.
That's funny.
So
well,
who will you be taking with you on the trip to Cancun?
I'm going to take my brother, Justin. He just got back from Afghanistan. He's in the Army for the past 6-7 years. He's been on, I think, 3 tours now. So we're glad to have him back. And I'd like to say thank you to him and all he's done for us. And he's my personal hero as well. And so I think he'll enjoy that probably more than me.
Wow.
I'm gonna enjoy
three
it too.
Tours to Afghanistan. That's amazing. That is a hero.
I tell you, not everybody knows everything about my life, but I tell you what really hit home to me about this story was my brother served 3 tours as well, and he actually, his 3rd tour actually became a 100% disabled veteran. It was awful. He's 30 years old, and, he won't have the life that I will have. Because he, fought, for our country. And what's so weird is here we are doing our show and my brother's kids and his fiance is downstairs with my mom right now. So it's kind of cool to, be talking about this. But you know, people don't understand wartime, and it's just what, you know, the military actually goes through, and for you to be able to reward your brother.
Yeah, it's a big deal, you know, because they do a lot for us.
They do.
I'd like to
give
a shout
out
to your sister, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you wouldn't have won if you didn't have your sister tagging along.
Absolutely not.
She was
not.
Hating you that day, Chase.
She was, but I really couldn't have did it without her. She, especially with the challenges, because, you know, I was expecting more, like, obstacles, like physical obstacles. I wasn't really expecting the mental obstacles.
Right.
And, it was tough.
So my question is, have you told your brother you're taking him?
Oh, yeah, I told him, yeah. Yeah,
so
at first
what
he didn't believe
reaction?
Me.
Reaction?
He didn't believe me at first. He thought I was messing with him. Then, you know, I showed him the pictures. Then he was like, are you serious? He's like, not only did you win first place, but you won a trip to Cancun? That's crazy, you know. And
I
felt the same way,
awesome.
Too. You know, because when I come across the finish line and they said that, you know, we came in first, I felt like I just won the Olympics, you know. And then, you know, then they dropped the Cancun trip on me, and that's just, you know, it's almost too much to handle.
Well, one thing I would love to bring out, because my faith gets me through everything, and
yeah.
Your sister hit on faith so much. And
oh, yeah.
I think that is amazing. And your family, your parents had to raise some great kids because, I mean, it seems like all of y'all are trying to do good in some way. And so your parents are amazing just to be able to pull off so far. I don't know how many kids there is, but I know three so far.
Yeah. Yeah, there's four of us. I got other brothers and sisters that, you know, I call my family because I was actually adopted at an early age. So I have one of my sisters actually passed away earlier this year of cancer. And so I was kind of like we was dedicating this race to her. Me and my other sister was, just trying to do something because, you know, like my dad always told us, you know, doing good feels good and, you know, doing bad feels bad. If you're running around doing bad things, you know, you're just going to feel bad, you know. And so doing good feels good, and that's always been kind of our motto, you know.
Wow, that's an amazing – that's a great way to put things. And obviously your family is doing great things. I'm just – your story has really touched a lot of people's hearts. And I'm so glad that you were willing to call in and share this with us because – I know it really touched me that day when I talked to you there at the mat, and I just so wanted our Rad Reality fans to hear your story and hear this from you.
I'm sorry, Sherry. I know Deb Cakes, you're listening. Janelle was up on the switchboard but hung up so quickly we didn't get to introduce her. So, Deb, if you could text her that would be real helpful.
All right, Chase. Well, I tell you what, we so appreciate you calling in more than you probably realize. And we're going to get to our next segment of the show. But hopefully next year you will be at the event. And next year, I guarantee you, I'm going to be at your hip. And I'm going to be pushing
you. And next year
you
can give Mary the trip to Cancun.
Next year I'm not working it, and he's got a two-time Louisville champion he's got to go against.
Wow.
And I've already got me a partner if Murray don't want to race.
Okay, yeah, Murray ain't doing nothing else.
Mr. Bopper, if I can talk him into it.
You know what? Bopper is good. Bopper did really well with Zoe. So
I believe we're going to take Chase. You better exercise a little
Chase,
more.
Chase, you have a challenge, honey. You can beat him.
Well, I'll be training the whole time I'm on the beach, so I'll be training the whole time.
He's already ran another race since the Urban Stampede. He told me yesterday. He did one for he did one for Toys for Tots. Is that correct, Chase?
Yeah, that was Tuesday. Yeah, we had a Toys for Tots run around the park. I always run around here in Louisville. It was a pretty good event. Yeah, we raised a lot of toys for kids.
So you're just amazing, Chase. I just can't thank you enough for calling in and sharing your story with the Rad Reality fans. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I hope you and your brother have a wonderful trip to Cancun. Keep up the great work.
And you better buy your sister a present.
Oh, I will, definitely. Definitely. And well, thank you for having me, and God bless everybody.
Thank you so much.
You too. Hey,
we'll see you again at the Urban Stampede next year.
I'll see y'all next year.
All right.
Bye,
thank
Kay.
You so
yep.
much, hon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. What a great guy.
He's pretty cool, Amy.
He is. He is just the neatest guy. I was so thrilled to talk to him that day, and he stood around and just had the smile on his face. He said he couldn't wait to actually hold the tickets. He didn't know if he could actually, have it sink in until he had the tickets in his hand. And he was just standing around smiling and waiting for it all to kind of sink in. And he was just the nicest guy, willing to talk to anybody, and just a great, great guy. Really, really kind and soft-spoken and really nice guy.
You know, I have a funny story. I think Chris, the winner of Survivor, I was telling him, I was like, yeah, I think that two girls are in the lead, on the prize. And then Chase walks by before we take off and is like, yeah, I'm in first place, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if he was talking smack or what. I think it was just, and it was hilarious because Chris looked at me and he goes, dude, that's a female. because I thought two females was in the lead. But it was hilarious because he came up and Chris was like, dude, he's a he. So it was funny because he was really excited then. So I'm really proud of him and his sister for winning.
Yeah, he's a real sweet guy. He just has been so excited since he won. And he goes out and runs many of these races for charities. And I don't know how well he placed in the Toys for Tots race, but I know he's racing for a lot of these charities. And
he placed pretty high up in the mud run. They was a mud run, and he was like second or third place in it. So he's got the want to win attitude.
Right. So.
Okay, guys, where's Janelle?
Well, she called in, but she was only on the switchboard for like just a moment, and then she was gone again.
Oh.
So I don't know.
Ooh,
what
I'm
happened
so
to
excited.
Her?
I'm so excited. I love Janelle.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
a lot
know.
Of people hate me, but I love her.
Oh, yeah, she's a bombshell for sure.
We've been waiting to hear from her, too.
Just lost a lot getting her voted out. They should have cheated and kept her in a house.
We've all been
excited
to hear
from her
as well.
So who didn't know, Terry, who would you have guessed to win the contest last night?
The winner.
Exactly. I pretty much expected
Shane
to win it. You know, that's set up for, a long-legged person to win it.
They had just showed Jeff. Julie Chen was interviewing Jeff, and that's one of the competitions they showed him winning. And Shane is built just about like Jeff. So
right.
You see that competition, and in your head, oh, my gosh, Shane's going to win it.
Well, you figured Ewan would give him a run.
And then who didn't know that Boogie was going to be the only one go for the money because Boogie feels so safe or whatever. It was just all crazy.
Boogie,
yeah.
You know, what I don't understand is, we're going to talk about this, but there was a safety. If you look, the safety was very, very small. So why in the heck didn't everybody just... safety.
That's what I didn't understand. That's what I thought. Who cares about head of household this week? If I can win safety, I'm getting it.
Exactly. I would have went for safety. It was smaller. I would have went for safety, and I wouldn't care for the money. I wouldn't care for the HOH. I would have went for safety, and it just really, the minds of people are crazy because this is the thing. If they really thought about this,
You pick one person to go for HOH. You know Mike Boogie's going for the money. Everyone else is safe. So guess who gets to go home? Mike Boogie. I mean, literally, send him home packing with the money. I mean, use some common sense, people.
Chris,
I don't know.
I can't understand some of what they do either. You know, Mike Boogie, just a few years ago, was a multimillionaire, flying around in private jets and you know, going to Dubai and just, you know, living the jet set life. And now he's back in the house scrambling over $5,000 and $10,000. And, you know, it seems like the guy must be broke or something. I don't know.
No, he ain't broke. He's the type. He wants every little dime. And he's going to keep going for more. He ain't going to.
I don't even think it's that. I think that.
He's greedy.
Just stop. Let me talk. I think that some people, when they get on TV, get bitten by the TV bug. And it's not the money aspect of it. It's not the being in a house and being competitive aspect of it. I think that Boogie loves to be on TV.
I think he's a greedy bee.
A greedy bee.
David, stop that.
I don't know. He certainly goes after every money possibility, every money challenge that there is. He goes after the bucks. And even if he can win HOH or win, you know, safety or something like that, he doesn't care about those things if there is a dollar sign out there to be had.
Well, right. I think maybe in his head he's thinking, if I win a lot of money, they're going to take me to the end because, you know, anybody could beat me.
He ain't that smart.
David, he is.
He's all about money.
I think it's the TV aspect, I'm telling you. I don't think it's the money aspect. The boy don't need no money. I think it's the TV aspect.
I don't know what goes through the boy's
mind. I do think Shane and Boogie are good. I do think Frank and Boogie are going to be put up today. And
you think Shane and Boogie?
Frank and Boogie. Shane
Frank
won.
And Boogie.
Yeah.
I would like to see Frank and someone else and then backdoor Boogie.
No,
I'd rather see Frank get out than Boogie.
I like Frank kinda. I really do.
Boogie's not going to win, period. Get rid of Frank. He's the biggest threat in the house.
He is a big threat, but so is Shane. I like Ian, too, guys.
Shane's physical. I think that Frank's got the mental, the physical. I think that Frank, he can even play people.
Yeah. Frank does, he is a threat. That's no doubt about it. And I think Frank will be okay if Boogie leaves. I think if Frank leaves and Boogie's left in the house, he's going to be a mess because he won't have Frank in the house with him. You know, I don't think Boogie will do well without Frank in the house. That's his only ally. He doesn't really trust anyone else. He doesn't really, you know, talk game with anyone else, as you know, like he does with Frank. And I think if Frank leaves, then Boogie will just crumble, you know.
I think Dan would be ready to team up with him because Frank ain't there. I think Boogie
in a heartbeat. Dan would team up with Boogie.
Yeah,
that's a shame.
He knows he'd beat him.
I don't think Boogie's out of the game at all if he wants to play it.
Hey guys,
yes.
I hate to interrupt, but
that's
what
okay.
I do. And I we're gonna have just a short visit, so I'm gonna ask if you would just hang in there, David and Mary.
Yeah.
And we'll bring up our special guest for today. Go ahead, Sherry.
Oh, thank you. Janelle, thank you so very much for calling in to the Rad Reality Show. Welcome. How are you,
thanks.
Janelle?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, it's a pleasure
talking to
you.
Hey, guys.
hey, Janelle, the female you just heard from actually talked with you last year at the rap party about baby clothes, Cherry Garcia, or she may have introduced herself as Patty. Do you remember that combo?
Of course.
Do you? I also was sitting right behind you, and oh my gosh, I'm. You know, I don't know what it is, but I get awestruck when I talk to you. You're the only reality star that I actually get awestruck around. But when you and Rachel first met, I was sitting behind you waiting to be interviewed on Real Player, and I got to see you and Rachel meet for the first time. And it was amazing to see you two actually come face-to-face and meet. It was so much fun.
Yeah, but I love meeting her. I wish she would have been on this season. That would have been great.
I do, too. Oh, gosh. Yeah, to see you and Rachel on the same season would have been so much fun.
I know.
It would have been. And, Janelle, this is Paul from Minnesota. Finally get to talk to you on our show. Thanks so much
for
calling in.
Yeah.
And let's get another Big Brother alum talking to you. Hey, Cowboy.
Yeah, Cowboy.
Janelle, how are you, babe? It's been a long time.
I know. How are you, Cowboy? Good to hear from you.
I know. I think the last time we saw each other was Oregon, the last time Kel did her event.
Yeah, that was a great party. Wow.
It was. And, you know, it's weird. One of the fans asked me, I think it was like 2 days ago, does Kel still do her event? And I'm like, no.
I wish.
And I knew it. Me too. That was like the most beautiful place in the world. And it kind of stinks that her place burned down. What was weird was Dead Cakes actually texted me and was like, did you hear? And I said, hear what? And she was like, well, the restaurant and the bar burned down. I was like, holy moly. I mean, that was where we hung out.
I know. It's so sad.
So heartbreaking.
It is. Well, Janelle, one thing I want to say is, did you watch Who Got Evicted last night?
Of course. My husband and I had the champagne out and everything.
Wow. Would you like to tell Will to his face, I told you so? Because it's weird. You go out, and then the next week he follows right behind you.
He really hated me, and I don't understand why. I mean, I was like, you know, as a coach, I was the only coach. If that twist wouldn't have happened, I would have been the only coach to have 3 players left in the game. And I worked so hard every week to keep all of my players in the game, and I'm the only coach I feel that really cared about their players. Like, Boogie didn't really care about his players like I did.
You saved Will so many times.
Yeah.
I used to save on Will so many times.
I loved the guy. Like, I felt like he was so awesome, and I loved that he was one of my players. But he hated me because he didn't like – he was just such a diva.
Well, Janelle, it seemed to me like he so wanted to – feel like he was this great player and doing all this work that he didn't really see the full picture and appreciate the support you were giving him. Hey, before we continue talking Big Brother, I'm a dog lover. Cherry's a dog lover. I got to know if Winnie had her babies.
She actually didn't have her puppies. She ended up not being pregnant, which is so weird because, you know, she was obviously bred to a golden retriever and we were going to have golden doodles. But if you guys want a puppy, you'll have to wait till next time because I can't breed her again until, like, January.
Wow.
Okay.
So
I'm sorry.
Maybe it was meant not to be because you weren't there to be her mama while she was preggers. And
exactly.
This time, yeah, so she probably needed you there to sort of be around while she was preggers. And this time, you know, maybe it'll work and it'll take and you'll have – beautiful golden doodle babies and
yeah
so
I just can't wait to give one of those puppies to Joe.
That would be great. I gotta imagine, Janelle, I had a golden retriever, and I know, and when I was getting that dog, I also looked at poodles. Those are two of the most amazing breeds, and I gotta believe they're wonderful dogs. I need to quickly ask you this question. Because it seemed to be the very start of what kind of went against you in the house. What was the main reason that you left the coach's bedroom? Because that really set Brittany off.
Just because it was just so uncomfortable in there, and I didn't really know what was going on. It was just like an awkward silence, and I was like, all right, well, I'm going to get out of here because Boogie seems so mad.
Boogie just seems to want to be around Frank and Frank only.
Oh, yeah. Boogie's completely in love with Frank.
Well, I mean, Frank is Mike Boogie's puppet, and you
yeah.
see that. Like, you know, Dr. Will with Mike Boogie. Well, you got Mike Boogie with Frank.
Yeah,
I mean, literally, it's the same setup.
Yeah, completely.
And, you know, and I think that Frank could win this game because of Mike Boogie. You know, kind of like All-Stars, you know, I feel like Mike Boogie won the game because of Dr. Will, you know, getting him so far.
Right.
You know, however, you know, people could wise up and put both of them up against each other and get rid of one of them. They would have a better chance to win the money at the end.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they don't put them up, they're stupid. They need to go after them. And I told everyone in the house, you know, you got to break those two up.
We have a
right.
question in the chat
yeah.
room that wants to know who you want to see go home this week. And they are suggesting greatly that you might want Boogie to go home.
Yeah. I mean, if Boogie went home, I'm going to light fireworks off at my home. I'm going to just... like, throw the biggest party. It would be so great.
I would love to be at that party, girl.
Janelle, we are watching the feeds, and those of us that stayed up, it sounds like it's pretty sure, unless something's changed, it's going to be Frank and Boogie up there. And I know you've been wanting to get Frank out for the longest time, but you would still choose Boogie over Frank?
Oh, absolutely. Boogie needs
I
to go.
So.
Oh, yeah.
I
think Boogie's like 5 times the player Frank is. But I always thought if those two made it in the end together, that Frank would probably win because the newbies like Frank more than they do Boogie, I feel like.
I agree. Hey, I want to tell you something, and I saw you tweet that you really hadn't watched a lot of the episodes, but the voting thing... And us feed watchers were, like, scratching our heads because we were watching. Ashley wanted to tell you ahead of time that she was, you know, voting you out. And Dan was going to after Ashley. And Britt wanted to tell you. And Jen, and they claimed that they went to the DR and they told them that they could not tell you. And it finally made sense to me on the next episode where CBS had this collage or this montage packet of everybody saying, lying to your face. Did you see that
yeah.
episode?
I so didn't see it, but it was just so pathetic. Like, I was just like, I would never, like, I've never played that way. Like, I've always, whenever I'm voting someone out, I've always said, hey, you know, you're leaving this week or whatever. So it was kind of upsetting that every single person lied to me. I mean, I knew I was pretty much going home anyway, because why would I be on the block if I wasn't getting voted out? But that's
right.
why I kept, if you guys watched, I kept on asking people, like, all the time, because I just couldn't figure out why Brittany was just kept on lying to me. It was just bothering me so much.
Well, what broke my heart, too, was when you would talk to somebody that promised their vote to you, and you got so happy and so excited, and, oh, my God, I was just so angry that you were having to get put through that. And
yeah, it sucks.
You know?
And it just sucks because, like, Brittany, when JoJo was going home in week 3 or whatever, she was like, is JoJo going home? And I told her yes. Like, I don't really care if Big Brother says you can't do that or not. I don't really listen to the rules. And no, like, I've never played Big Brother that way where you don't tell people how you're voting unless you do want to blindside them. The only person I ever lied to and said I was voting to keep them was Will, and that was in season 7.
So I want to know, what did you hear about Ashley having her ice cream date with Frank, and did you hear what went down?
Yeah, I saw some pictures and people were tweeting to me. Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you what, if Ian is a smart guy, he needs to run right now. I'm going to just say if they did end up together, it's like she's going to go for the pretty boy regardless.
Oh, yeah.
So,
sometimes, like, I've, like, played with her and lived with her for quite a bit, and I feel like she says some really dumb things, but every once in a while she'll say something really smart.
Yeah,
she's very intelligent.
Yeah, like every once in a while she'll stop with the baby talk act and she'll just talk game, and then it just really surprises me.
Well, the one night that I remember is when she came down from the HOH and just was talking to you in the arcade room and was
recounting everything that had just happened up there with Brittany and how she was. Remember that? It was like, wow, this girl, when she wants to get focused and talk, she can really do it.
Yeah, she can.
All right. Is Howie still in the mix for possible dating her on the outside, or are you just joking about that?
Well, I was serious, but now I don't want to set him up with her.
You are a wise girl.
I don't want him to be with someone like that.
No, and Howie deserves someone really nice.
Yeah, he does. Because Howie's just such a sweetheart, you know, and he deserves a really, really nice girl.
He does.
He really does. He does. Like me. So start sending some nice girls my way, Janelle.
I will.
You know what, I tell you what, Janelle, my question is, and I know that this is on everyone's mind, do you regret the game being reset?
Well, yes, I do, because the whole thing is there shouldn't have been an eviction that week if Frankfurt went out the door.
Yes.
I don't think Boogie would have had much to work with, and, you know, like, I think the reason the Silent Six happened was that Boogie had Frank, and,
yes,
you know, they're kind of scared of him. I don't really have anyone to bargain with. You know, my whole team was completely untrustworthy. So, you know, I tried to get an alliance going, but they were like, okay, well, who do you want to bring with us? And I would say, you know, like Joe or Will, but both of them were, like, pushing the coaches out. So I kept saying, okay, well, let's work with Ashley. And, you know, she's not that strong of a player, so they didn't really want to do that. So the reset button definitely hurt me because we all went into the game, and Frank should have left that week. You know, we had a
Do you think, Janelle, that they did not have an eviction just because of numbers, because Willie had been, kicked off the show? Do you think they left those two in there? Do you think if Willie hadn't been, somebody would have been evicted before the reset, or do you think that doesn't come into play?
I don't know what they were thinking, because what is the point of all those competitions, all the scrambling and strategizing? Like,
I know, I felt
if
so
there
bad
was no,
for,
you know,
for
I
Shane,
my
that
butt
HOH.
Off that week. Oh, it was horrible.
That HOH and his POV was just all for nothing.
A joke, and so was my coach's comp.
Right. Everything was just, I felt so bad for everybody that week that everything was just for naught. Wow. And
it was for nothing. Like,
yeah.
It really put the target on me and Shane, especially, because once Boogie found out what I had done and all the lies got blamed on me, which really it shouldn't have, but he probably to this day still thinks that I was the one that told Will to go around and lie and do all the blindsides or whatever, and I told Will not to lie, actually. But because Boogie found out that it was me who got Frank on the block with Shane, he got really, really pissed off, and that's when he wanted to leave the game.
It's just the whole thing was very unfair, and I know, you know, we've talked to people that said, well, when you go into the Big Brother house, you sign a contract that says that Big Brother can change anything at any time, and that's what you sign up for. Well, I understand that, but to change something that big and make all those comps all for nothing is just, it just seems so unfair to me. And
right, and make the target on my back even huger, and Shane too, like as if we didn't have enough problems in that game.
We have a chat question in our chat room. Janelle, did you want Frank voted out week one, or did your team turn on you and vote out Kara?
Okay, here's what happened. I don't know if it was on the feeds for the first few days, but Brittany and I were the ones that got Frank's butt on the block. We were like, Willie, he's got to go up, blah, 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 blah. And Willie was, like, kind of reluctant. He was like, all right, he's going on the block. So we were like, yes, because me and Brittany really wanted Frank out. And then things started changing because it was such a long week, that first HOH week, it was 13 days long. And things started happening, and Willie was telling a lot of things to Frank, and Frank was repeating it to Joe, and there was a lot of confusion and lies and all that stuff going on. And when that happened, Joe and Will decided that it would be in their best interest to keep Frank. And Willie had also told the entire group, okay, everyone, we're going to keep Frank. And we're like, okay, whatever, whatever. So everyone promised to keep Frank, even though I was like, Frank needs to go. I mean, I was pushing him out the door. I was like, this is dumb. I started talking to Dan a little bit, you know, I was hoping that we could get that fifth vote, but it was, I didn't think it was possible. The only person in my team that wanted to vote Frank out was, of course, Ashley, and I didn't want my team to vote differently because I thought that would just make our team a target for people to come and try and, I don't know, I thought we should be united. So I did push Ashley at that point to vote out Frank when, for me personally and just me knowing how the game works, I thought that it was a really poor decision. It was basically made because Will and Joe wanted it that way, and I wanted to keep the team united.
Hey, we have another chat question. This comes from a fan of ours, friend of ours, all the way from Brazil. Leonardo wanted to say, can you tell Janelle I'm a huge fan of hers, and if I were ever in the house, I'd talk Big Brother with her all the time. His question is, do you think that you would have fared better if Frank had been evicted the week before? And I'll send Janelle a pair of Havanas. Havanas. Thank you, Janelle.
Yeah. Okay, that would have been a game changer. For me personally, just I've played the game before. A player like Frank to me is like complete, I'm petrified of a player like that. Like if someone's on the block, he needs to go. Like a player like Frank, yeah, that would be a great person to get out week one. He stayed because of my team and because in their mindset, they wanted to keep Frank in the game to go after Willie. And, you know, that's okay. That's an okay strategy. But for me personally, I wouldn't have wanted Frank in the game. So I definitely think that that did change the game a lot. Kara would have been a lot easier to work with. And she hated Boogie. Hated him. So that would have been good for my game because I kind of had an inclination that I was probably going in the game.
An 80% likelihood. I mean, you really read between the lines and figured that out.
Maybe that's why production is so pissed at me because I was always the one that would tell all the coaches. I mean, even day two with Brittany, I made that alliance with her and I said, listen, no matter what, you and I are going to stick together to the end because we're going to go into this game. And she stupidly told Willie what I had said. So that caused paranoia. And I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything. I just figured that it was a pretty logical thing. Like, duh, you know, who would want to see Dan not play Big Brother? Duh, he's going to go into the game. So I knew that we would go into the game. And I probably shouldn't have said anything, but whatever.
And then entire house meeting started with Willie. And that spun out of control. And it was just crazy.
Cowboy? Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Janelle, so right now, going home and watching, who are you really rooting for?
Well, obviously I'm rooting for Joe. If he won, I would be so happy.
Cool. He's got four kids. I'm a sucker for that.
How cute was the segment last night of his family?
Oh, my gosh. With Joe's family was so amazing. Like, he's such an amazing guy, and it's just proof. Like, seeing his family,
beautiful,
his wife, Sarah, mimicking him, yelling in the diary.
I know.
Yeah.
And his little boy saying, if anybody knows how to get him to take that white thing off his chin. It just cracked me up. But his family is adorable. You know, and everybody gets upset with the way he yells in his diary rooms. But some people just have a loud voice. And I don't take that away from anyone. He's a guy. Some guys just have a loud voice. He's a great family man. And he has character. He has morals. He's not a backstabber. He's loyal to the end. Why can't people see that?
I know.
And he is from Kentucky, and we just did an event in Kentucky last week. So, you know, a lot of people in Kentucky is rooting for Joe, so we'll see.
Right.
I
know.
Everybody goes. This year in Big Brother, I feel like there's a lot of, like, backstabber people, and there's not, like, a lot of, like, Cowboy or Howie types or Rachel types. It's all, like, you know,
superficial.
Everyone is scrambling. Yeah, exactly. They're, like, they think that the game is all about these little stupid lies. Like, that's why they take pleasure in lying to people about how they're going out of the house. I mean, these people are just nuts this year.
Right, and the fans, too, they're picking on the superficial things, like him being loud. Well, what about him being so loyal and having the morals that he has and having the family that he has and, you know, doing right by his family? And, you know, I just, it really gets to my heart that people can't see past, you know, him being loud in his diary rooms and seeing the real person that he is. You know,
he's an amazing person.
Yeah, it's just such a superficial thing to pick on.
Yeah,
it is. Janelle, I appreciate so much you calling in. I know you said only a short period of time, but I really have to ask this question before you have to go. And then also, just to let you know, Dead Cakes is on the phone listening, not feeling too good today, but might want to give her a shout-out. I just want to know who started the cake fight that we saw you guys cleaning up after the feeds came back on. Tell me about what happened there.
Oh, me and Jan started it. Yeah. I love to, I'm such a brat. Like, the Big Brother house is the only place where you can, like, have a cake fight or destroy the house, and it doesn't matter. So me and Dan, of course, are incredibly immature, and we started a cake fight. And Boogie, of course, flipped out and started bitching about it and was saying that we were immature.
That was the messiest one since BB9 and the slot fight. I don't know if you remember seeing that on the feeds. That was a mess.
I love food fights. They're so fun. I had, like, frosting all over my face and in my hair. I love that.
And we do, at least the commercials a couple days ago, we did finally get to see Joe doing a headbutt into the cake. Was that in honor of Willie?
Yep. He was saying, come on, Willie. Come on, Willie. Because on the cake that we had for our halfway party, we on the cake, and we cut out Willie's picture and put on the cake, and Will and Joe just, of course, headbutted the crap out of it. It was awesome. All right, well, I get going. I have to be
somewhere. Thanks so much.
Thank you guys for having me.
It's been such a pleasure talking to you.
Invite me back anytime. I'll come back in a week or two. It's not a problem.
We'd love to have you come back.
Yeah.
I know Michelle Costa would love to have you back on Manic Mondays as well. I talked to her last night. She just got back from Portugal, and she said she would love to have you come back on a Monday show. So if we could talk to you about that at some point, we'd love to have you come back on Monday.
I would love to. Yeah.
We'd love to have you do that. We wish you all the very best. And I just want to say give Violet a big hug and kiss for me.
Aww.
She's
and Janelle
with
adorable.
You.
Janelle's
so
also,
adorable.
So you know, David and Mary from Kentucky, from Amazing Race, I watched last week with them with Cherry Garcia in our hotel room, and David and Mary both, I think David cried more that you was evicted, and I mean,
aww.
I think he's got the lights for you if he wasn't married, but.
I was just going to try to pull them up, and they hung up, Cowboy.
They
were put on mute, and I think they hung up because they were muted, and I tried calling them back. I put myself on mute and tried calling them back, and their phone isn't on. So I wanted to bring them up while she was still on the phone, and they've left the switchboard because I wanted them to be able to say hi to Janelle, but they've left the switchboard. So I really wanted them to be able to say hi.
All right.
Well,
I will
talk
to them next time. I will send them an email or call them or whatever. Yeah.
Awesome. But they really, they were so pulling for you, and we'll try to get you guys back on. They'll call in a Monday, I'm sure, and say
absolutely.
Hi to you. They were just cheering for you so much. We were all watching. It was almost like watching a premiere show, only it wasn't a premiere. We were all rooting for you and really wanted you to stay, but unfortunately that didn't happen. And so we will try to watch the show with you, and just cheer for Joe and hope that things turn out well. And hope that Boogie gets out soon.
Oh, Boogie's going to get his soon. I know it. I can feel it.
I certainly hope
Thank you, Janelle, and thank you, Deb Cakes, so much.
Yes, thanks, Deb Cakes. I will talk to you again later.
Too.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Janelle.
Thank you, Janelle.
Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. I tell you what, that was an incredible segment, you know, by Janelle. I tell you what, it's really hard to really, because I promise you, she's in the top five, maybe top three best players of all times. And, you know, she didn't even win, you know, Big Brother. And they knew she was a threat, and that's why they got rid of her. And Mike Boogie was able to evict her. And, Mike Boogie knew he had to get rid of her, like, now. You know, didn't even get her in Jory House, and that's what he did. And, you know, it was accomplished. So it stinks for Janelle because Janelle's got in her blood and she was fighting tooth and nail, you know, to stay in. But unfortunately, you know, not everybody can win Big Brother, you know. I think Joe, I did say at the beginning, I didn't even tell Janelle this, but, you know, if you can go back to the archives, I chose Joe to win the game because of his cooking skills. So, you know, I think he's kind of calmed down a little bit, I think, on the most part, and people's not so much at him. I think they're realizing, hey, he can cook. So, you know, I think that he does have a good chance, but I think Shane has a good chance, too, you know, if he can just hold on. I mean, he's been winning competitions, and that's what's going to win this season is the person that's won the competitions.
Right. Like I said, I really get upset that people pick on him just because he's loud. You know,
wow.
It's like such a superficial thing to get upset over. You know, he's been loyal to everyone that he's been with. He's not been a backstabber. He's not gone against anything he's ever said he would do. And, you know, I know he's, you know, cooked more food than he should. You know, okay, that's something they can bitch about, you know. But to just be upset with the guy and want him voted out because he's loud, you know, in his diary rooms, I'm talking about the fans that are out here, you know, hounding on him, that to me isn't reason enough to want somebody to get booted out of Big Brother. You know, that's just topical. You know, that's not a reason to want somebody to get booted out.
Wow.
People have, you know, different voices, and some people get more, you know, fired up in their diary room. Some people don't, you know, but
I kind of like that he's got it. You know, he's excited. He's happy to be there. It's not like a dread. However, you know, I'm a father of four as well, you know, and I raised three kids myself. You know, he's held himself together very well. I mean, I don't think I could have held myself together as long as he has. I mean, here we are at the halfway mark. We're at 42 days into this. And I tell you what, he's holding strong, you know. He's there for his, you know, his kids, his wife, and you know, I tell you what, it's awesome to be able to have your kids look on you and be proud of you. And I promise you, Joe has not done anything wrong in this game so far.
No,
his kids should be proud of their dad, and I really do hope that he's in the top two. I really do. I think that he deserves it on the home front. I think that he deserves it because he's played a clean game.
And imagine how hard it is for him in there because he doesn't have an ally that he can go and talk strategy and talk game and confide in. And, you know, he's sort of hanging out there all by himself.
Actually.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, actually, he seems, I don't know how long it will last, but he seems to be kind of getting Shane in on that role. He'd been talking game with him, and also Ashley. So I mean, he's going to the people that maybe he can join up with. I don't know if that
right
will,
now that
will
he's been working
up.
Out with them. I think that was
yep.
a great decision on
oh
his
my gosh.
Point to get out there in the backyard working out
yeah.
with Shane and doing the workouts with them, because that sort of bonds him in that way with the guys and gets
mm-hmm.
them, you know, in with that group. And I think he will sort of fall in with them more.
Yeah.
And that
goes back in my season 5 with the twins doing yoga in the backyard. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I don't do yoga, but you know what? I've participated just to be able to, you know, get with them. I mean, Diane was with them, the twins. I mean, you do whatever it takes, and Joe is doing that. And I guarantee you, Joe has probably lost some weight. I promise you, he probably has.
Yeah.
Say, I don't know if we want to bring up anybody. I do see, you know.
We can take some callers.
Okay. Area code 801, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hi, guys. It's Ellen.
Hi,
how are
Ellen.
You?
How are you?
Is this
good.
Ellen DeGeneres?
Oh,
I
Ellen with Reality Coats. How are you?
I had to say that. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm the real Ellen.
Absolutely. How have you been?
I'm fine. I was kind of hoping to chat with Janelle and invite her to be a part of Reality Totes, but I guess I missed the boat.
Hey, Ellen, somehow we'll try to hook you up with that. I did see that you pushed the one during her call, but she had told us she was only going to be able to be on for like 15 minutes, and we just decided we weren't going to take any calls. But the same thought crossed my mind. Ellen wants to see if she can hook up with Janelle, but we'll work on getting you guys together somehow.
That works. And yeah, I know you invited her back, so if you guys can let me know maybe when she's going to come back
yeah.
on, we can, you know. But I do wanted to tell you, let you guys know, I don't know if any of you are going to be going to Vegas this year. But
no.
Are you going to Vegas?
No, I'm not.
No. I'm sorry. We are going to be down there with Reality Totes at the Vegas Bash meet and greet. So if anybody is going, we want you to make sure you stop by and to our little cabana and say hi. And
awesome.
We're just really excited that we're finally going to get a spot somewhere where we can, you know, just get the word out about Reality Totes and get more people involved. So,
finally a good physical place to be instead of the the internet. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's hard because it's difficult. I'm not a young person, and I do have medical problems, so it's hard for me to get around to do things. But Vegas is just 7 hours from where we are, and so I'm gonna jump in the car with my family, and we're gonna go down and bring some beautiful Reality Totes and, you know, sell some and hopefully get some people, more people involved that, you know, it's very difficult on the internet to say, hey, will you be a part of this? And people don't know whether you're real or not. So
yeah.
I think our presence there will help it a lot.
And, Ellen, where do you live at right now?
We live just north of Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, Utah. Okay.
I mean, it's not too far from the, you know, from California, from Vegas, but, you know, I'm an older lady and I have a lot of medical problems. So, you know, it's hard for me to get around and do these things. But when this opportunity came up to go to Vegas, we, you know, even my husband put some time aside and he's going to go down with me and really
That's
try
awesome.
To make it. You know, just you know, make it happen. You know, these kids are really in need, and I appreciate all your help. Everybody who does, you know, plug us when they can.
Well, I tell you what, I'm still waiting on my man back.
What?
I'm still waiting on my man bag. No, I'm joking.
Yeah,
I do.
You and LaJuan, the most difficult colors for me to find. I've been looking everywhere for, you know, we make our bags out of canvas, and you had to pick orange and yellow, you know.
So, well, I tell you what. I need to get one for my daughter. I will get with Cherry, and I will try to get on your website. I tell you what, we also love crimson and cream for OU, for Boomer Sooner. So,
am I talking to Cowboy? Is this Cowboy?
You are.
Are you going to be down in Vegas, or are you not this year?
I don't know. I'm really undecided at this moment because I don't know if work is actually going to allow me to take off, because I just took vacation time last week and took my family to a charity in Kentucky. And so I'm just battling them right now, so I don't know right now.
Oh, totally understand. Well, you know, that's why the internet's there too, so if people can't make it to some of the events, you know, then we have them up on the website. So, yeah, but
yeah,
I haven't forgotten about your yellow bag.
Awesome.
I'm so glad that you were able to come on and talk a bit with us again, Ellen. It's always nice to hear what's going on with your charity. And we do have a couple more callers that we might want to get to before our time runs out. But certainly we'll keep looking out for when we will have Janelle on again. So
we will try to hook you up with Janelle.
Yeah, I think she can.
She would be
a
great one to do it with. She, I mean, lots of people love Janelle, and she would have an amazing bag, I'm sure.
Yeah, and she's. I think she's probably the only person to give Jordan a run for her money. Jordan sold a lot of bags, so we
absolutely
need the competition
We'll work on that for you, hon.
Thank you, guys. You have
all
a good day. We'll talk
thank
you soon.
You do the same, Ellen.
Thank you so
bye
much.
You're welcome.
Hey,
all right.
And before
bye-bye
you bring up the next caller, a quick chat question for you, Cowboy. Leonardo wants to know any updates on Holly. How's Holly doing? You talk with her at all?
To Holly?
Yeah.
I think Holly's still doing her commercials. We're on each other's Facebook page. She's a sweetheart. I mean, I think the world of Holly. She's still
she
in
loves
me.
You.
Like I said, huh?
I said, she loves you. Ron interviewed her on the red carpet, and she just could not stop talking about you.
Well, I tell you what, if I had the vote on the outside, the people that we evicted, I would have won season 5. But, however, it just don't work that way. But, yeah, Holly is an amazing person. I got to hang out with her in Vegas last year. And, I mean, she's just a sweetheart, and she's still doing her commercials and modeling and stuff, so she's doing quite well for herself.
Well, maybe you can get her to come on sometime. Okay, who's up next there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We have Kansas. How are you, girl?
I'm doing great. Hi, everybody.
Big Hermione. How are you?
Hey, Cowboy.
So, what do you think about Will going home this week?
My thoughts differ from you guys. Honestly, I'm so bummed out he's gone. You know, I mean, I know there's a lot of people that don't like Will and whatever. Honestly, I liked Will. I don't know if you guys ever checked out any of his stuff, because I did bring it up to LaJuan when he was on a couple weeks ago. I started being a fan of Will checking out his videos before the show even started. I mean, the guy is seriously super talented. And Cherry, I know you'd appreciate, you know, some of the videos. He does this marvelous, it's almost like that Weird Al Yankovic, you know, where he takes he does a marvelous Kim Zolciak. He did,
yeah,
honestly, he's really talented. The guy is super duper funny. And,
let me tell you, he does have a following as well. We did 5 radio shows last Monday, and we were in one of the radio shows, and they knew Will very well. He helps out in the community with the local American Idol, so he's got fans right there in the radio station as well.
Because I never heard, you know, I wouldn't have known about anything that he did, except for before Big Brother started, you know, on the different websites they were talking about him and check this out, check that out. So, he has his own website, and I checked out several of his videos that he did over, you know, several years ago even. I mean, the guy is major talented.
Yeah, I was really excited to see him leave. I mean, to me, a lot of the people with personalities are leaving, and they're going to be left
with the news. The greatest personalities are gone, honestly. Willie's gone.
I was gone.
These were great personalities.
And, you know, I'm just so mixed about this season. It's just, I don't know.
Season sucks. The best people are gone. But can I tell you why I wanted Joe gone? And it's not because of him screaming, okay? Sherry, I have a feeling you're a decent cook too, okay? I'm not a chef, but I take pride in cooking. I'm a damn good cook. My husband loves my cooking, and any of my friends and family that have eaten meals from me love my cooking. But the thing that bugs me like hell is him not washing his freaking hands when he is handling this food.
Oh, no, I can't
take that. Absolutely not. Now, as someone in the house, I would want him out big time. I would not eat his food, for one thing. I'm sorry. I can cook for myself. Will talked about certain things he saw him when he's always using his hands. He'd stick his fingers in his mouth. On all the websites they were talking about, you know, him not washing his hands after. I mean, this was a major topic. Being a chef and seriously being a professional chef, he's very dumb not washing his hands. Because who the hell would want to eat in his restaurant either? I'm being very honest with you. This is so disgusting.
I wash my hands.
Always. As a
cook,
you always wash your hands. Honestly. I'm not a professional chef, Sherry.
I wash my hands probably
constantly.
50
times
a day.
Even in the crummiest little bathrooms in bars I've been in, it's always made signs with employees must wash their hands after using the restrooms, always.
Yeah, that would just...
This and him using up all the food, too, because the people have talked about this, him being terrible and cooking up all the food.
Why isn't somebody saying something to him if that's going on? Just say something.
That's the one thing I don't get, because I would. And
yeah,
if I would see him not washing his hands,
wash
I would raise such
hands,
a stink.
Damn it.
Wouldn't
you,
Sherry?
If he's going to cook that great food, I'd want to eat it. But I wouldn't eat it because if he's not washing his hands, I couldn't eat it.
Exactly.
So I would have to say, wash your damn hands, Joe.
Well, he's in everything. They're talking about him going in cereal boxes and the snacks. Anything he's touching without washing his hands after going to the bathroom is full of germs.
Hey, I don't want to run out of time, Candace. We have one more call we need to...
Well, I know you're pushing me off, but guys, this is why I wanted Joe the hell out.
Okay.
And it makes sense. I'm sorry. It makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
We always love to hear your...
You know me. When things
Absolutely.
Nauseate me, I have to share it with y'all.
Absolutely.
I love you guys dearly.
And we love you too, babe.
And it was great talking to all of you, and have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
You do
and
the same,
babe.
And
I love you too, cowboy.
And we hope to hear from you Monday
Kansas,
as well.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Right, baby.
Care, babe.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. We do have one more caller, and I can't wait to talk to her. Hey, Deb, how are you?
Good.
Thank you
how
for
are
calling
you?
Into the show.
Hey, cowboy.
This is Deb.
How are
Kate.
You? I tell you
I'm
what,
fine.
It's been ages. I'm sorry that you're feeling bad.
Yeah, well, it comes with old age.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I think we were in the middle of our road trip going to Kentucky, and Alan looks at me and he goes, have you heard from Deb Cakes? I said, well, I think the last time I really heard from Deb Cakes was when Kel's place burned. And
right.
So I tell you what, you've got to stay in touch, babe.
I know.
Who are you? Are you rooting for Joe as well?
Not really.
I know he
supported Janelle and all that, but I really don't want to see him win the game. I don't have anything against that.
Deb, are you still in a bit of withdrawal or mourning? It's hard to pick somebody since your favorite left.
Well, I was kind of like, okay, I don't want any of the coaches to win. As long as none of the coaches win. I was so over the coaches because I told Janelle after she got out of the house, I said, you know, because originally she wanted Dan to go, you know, wanted Dan to win even after. And, of course, this was right when she got out of the house. But I was just anti-coach. I said, well, I can't root for Dan. I wouldn't mind if he won, but I can't root for him because I think it was a dumb decision, you know, because it would have been a while before Janelle went after him, you know, later in the game and stuff. So I just, for me, now if he makes it to the end, then it wouldn't, obviously, I guess it wouldn't be a dumb decision, but that remains to be seen if he makes it that far. But as long as Boogie doesn't make it to Final Two, I'm all good. Now, Janelle Janelle would like him out now, what I told her, because there's one more eviction before jury. So like the first, you know, next week's double elimination, double eviction. So the first person that gets kicked out next week will not go to jury. The second person will be the first person in jury. And what I told her is that it would be more satisfying for me if Boogie was the very first person in jury and had to sit there and was stuck there for the rest of the season.
I was thinking, that's weird. I hadn't shared that with anybody. I was thinking the same thing, how great it would be.
I don't want him to go home. I don't want him to go home and have this, you know, at least when Janelle left, yeah, it was sad and everything, but she did get to go home and be with her baby and all of that stuff. I don't want him to go. I want him to be stuck in jury for weeks and have to
sit there. Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't want him part of jury because you know he's going to have some cocky attitude at the end when it's the final two.
Well, yes. I don't care as long as he ain't winning. As long as he ain't winning, I don't care what his attitude is.
Cowboy and Deb, just hold on one second. One of our chatters has to leave, and Jerry wants to do something.
Yeah, I just want to say happy birthday to Leonardo. He is one of our fans who comes to us all the way from Brazil. And today is his birthday, and I just wanted to say happy birthday to Leonardo. Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope you have a fantastic birthday.
Happy birthday, Leonardo.
Happy birthday. We didn't have Mario Morello on the phone to sing to.
Thanks for the great questions today. You have a wonderful day.
So
I'll tell you what everyone knows, Dev Cakes, I don't know if you know, but I've got a summer-long contest going on, and I'm disappointed because I'm opening the box, and I'm not seeing no rubber ducks. I'm having a rubber duck contest to represent Big Brother, and the number one duck gets $200, and number two duck gets $100. And we've got to start splitting these rubber ducks.
How long? When's the end? There were a lot of procrastinators out there.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone's probably going to wait till the last minute, and then you're going to get infiltrated with a ton of ducks all at once.
Well, I'm hoping everyone comes through on this because, you know, my family, we're pretty excited about this, and like I said, my kids and I will be voting on this, and I'm really excited because, you know, rubber ducks mean a lot to us because it represents Big Brother. So I think it's a fun contest, and hopefully you are getting this in your mind of what you want to send. And like I said, you can submit so many.
You talking about rubber ducks reminds me I have a rubber duck that was – signed like, gosh, it was back in 2006. I think it was during the second reality convention in Nashville, signed by a few, like Kaser and James and a bunch. I don't even remember who all signed it. They just happened to have them somebody. I don't even remember who brought the actual rubber butt, but I don't even know where that thing is. No, but I was gonna tell Ellen that I will get that information on Reality Totes to Janelle. I'll email it to her. And Seth, I'm sure it's something that she would love to be involved in. I can't speak for her, obviously, but and she as of right now, she is going to Vegas, so she would be able to hook up with her there. So
all right, Ellen is still listening to the show on the telephone, so I hope she heard that. So that's
yeah,
great.
She will be in Vegas, so she can hook up with her there. But I'll also send her, I'll email her all the info and everything. So.
Yeah, she will love that because I'm sure, you know, like Ellen said, she will probably give Jordan a run for her money on selling totes. And this all goes to children with progeria, which
right.
is a very, very serious disease for children. And it's such a good cause. So
yeah.
I'm sure Janelle, you know, would love to do something like that and help out
yeah.
the cause. And
well.
I was just
going to say I appreciate you calling in. I do know that we have some clips that Jerry wants to play and Cowboy wants to hear from this past weekend's event. And hopefully Cowboy can stay on and listen. If not, we'll play them anyway. And
I'm going to get in the line to pick up my kids, and I'll still be online.
All right, and I'm going to go ahead and go, but it was good talking to you.
Thanks again, Dale.
You all. I'll call again.
All right. Well, thank you so much,
Deb.
And I hope you feel better, babe.
All right. Thanks. I'll talk to you later.
Me too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. These are clips that I was able to get as people crossed the finish line at the Urban Stampede. I wish Mary and David were still with us.
I did too, but... they can go back to archives, and I'll try to talk to
yep.
them later. I'm excited about these clips. I don't know what they say because, obviously, I tied for last. So I'm curious to hear everyone.
This is the first one. Jody and Ralph came in. They were the first reality people that I was able to talk to as they crossed
what?
The finish line. They were the first reality people
Who?
That crossed
yeah,
and came into
people,
the match.
Tell people what shows they were on.
They were on The Amazing Race. And
okay. Jody Winczewski. Yep.
Jody Winczewski. And
so how hard was the race?
The race was a lot of running. It was physically, like, you had to get on it a little bit, no doubt.
The challenges are fun.
Little Hans asked me if it was harder. Well, the race is fun, but it's a lot harder. Like, you could have a challenge that lasts 8 hours. It's not a puzzle that you give up. I mean, if you don't get it 15 minutes, you quit. No, you're there for, you could be there for 8 hours doing it. I mean, you don't just quit, you know?
You never quit.
You never quit.
The second episode was for 7 hours between the second watermelon. They fell. We turned around, unstacked them all right back up, and the whole, and we thought we were gone, toast, eliminated. And we ended up pulling it out and being second to last. Some really good friends of mine now got eliminated. But you just don't ever stop because
yeah.
you don't know what someone else is going through.
That's right. So was this harder than you anticipated? Did you think it was going to be a little bit easier than it was?
It wasn't hard. It's just a lot of running.
A lot of running.
We were like, oh, man, we got work on vacation. What is this? This is a lot of running. This is like blocks and blocks of running.
Well,
so.
Getting lost didn't help. That kind of took the...
We didn't really get lost. It's the wrong
location. Well, we went to the wrong location, which was a 22
block
pizza.
Oh, my goodness.
Which isn't a big deal. Unless you don't like running and we don't like running. We're like, dang.
Thank you so much.
Okay, that was Jody Winczewski and Ralph Kelly from The Amazing Race. They came in first. They did really well. They weren't first as far as winning, but they were the first reality people that were in our group that I was able to interview. I had this little bitty digital recorder I had never used before, so I was terrified in doing some of these interviews. I had never done anything like this before, so I hope everyone will forgive me if some of these interviews weren't the greatest, but it was fun being out there, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot by my mistakes that I made, but it was fun being there, and next time I will do things even better, I hope.
Tom and Terry came in first out of the reality stars, right?
Pardon me?
But Tom and Terry actually came first out of the reality stars.
Yes, Tom and Terry, and that was one of the clips that I had that two of the clips that I did, Tom and Terry gave me such an amazing interview, and on this little device that I had, two of the clips that I had, just, I don't know what happened to them. They just disappeared. They gave me a wonderful interview, and it's just gone. I don't know what happened to it. The winner that we had on earlier, Chase Allen, gave me a wonderful interview, and it was just gone. I don't know what happened to it. So, I later learned that there is a lock on this thing. I don't know if somehow they were erased or if they got recorded over or what exactly happened to those clips, but they were not on the thing when I got home. So I apologize for that. Tom and Terry's interview is not there, and Chase Allen's interview was not on the device when I got home. And I'm so sorry about that. Hopefully we can get them on the show and talk to them about the race live, but that those two interviews were just not there, so I'm so sorry about that. But we do have a few that I was able to get, so we'll carry on to the next one. This is Brandon Hance.
So how hard was the race for you?
It was a lot tougher than I thought it was going to be, man. We just ran the whole time, and me and Pops are in pretty good shape, but we weren't prepared for this. It was fun though, man. We got to bond. We really just argued the whole time. So that's a bonding experience for us in the Hance family. A lot of arguments and fighting. So overall, I'd say we did a dang good job.
The urban stampede was a little harder than you thought it was going to be.
It was a hell of a lot harder. We met some cool people along the way, so everything was really cool.
So you think you'll come back next year and do this again?
Absolutely. I think it'll be cool. Next time we're going to try to take home the gold.
All right. Well, I'll let you go. I know you're really tired, need some water, need to cool down a bit, but thank you so much.
Bud Light.
Yeah, there you go. Take care, Brandon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we're going to move right into Sean Hance, and then Brandon comes in and joins him on this one.
We've got Sean Hance here. He just finished the race. Sean, how was it?
Oh, it was excruciating. It was terrible. It was horrible. No. I mean,
how did you and Brandon do?
No.
Brandon said you guys argued a lot.
Yeah, we did. We fought the whole way. I mean, these guys can be a testament to that. I mean, it was...
Yes.
It was tough because, you know, when it gets tough and you're tired and you're hot and you're ready to go home and take a warm bath, I mean, you just will say anything and do anything. I mean, you definitely don't speak, anything at that. Any you can say anything at any given time, but it's tough, you know. It's hard. And we definitely, I didn't do so hot, you know. I treat him like,
for you. He did great.
No, I mean, I treat him like he's 12 years old. It's
he's your son.
He's my baby, you know.
That's
he'll always
right.
be. So I look at him like that.
Right now. Oh, he's in timeout.
Yeah, I sent him. I sent him to his room.
So, the Urban Stampede, you'll come back and do it again?
We will. No, it was great, but I just wasn't ready for it.
Harder than you thought, huh?
Both of my calves are cramping still right now while we're talking.
Aw.
It's hurting.
It's harder than you thought, huh?
It is. I mean, I really didn't. I mean, what did we run? Like 3 miles?
At least.
We ran 3 miles, and I thought there was going to be more challenges.
There
was a lot of running. But anyway, challenges were great, and it was fun. I just need to be better. Brandon and this guy right here and his wife, they're in so much better. They had to drag me along. They had so much better shape than me. We formed an alliance with these guys. If it wouldn't be for these guys, we'd have finished probably 30th or 40th.
Oh, my goodness.
No, seriously.
We had a good time.
Good ball.
It was fun.
We made good.
It was fun if you like, you know, torture.
To be honest, it really wasn't that fun.
No lie, man.
Well, thank you very much. Say hi to the Rad Reality Show fans.
Hey, guys. Come next year to the Urban Stampede. You're going to love it. It's a great time. I got to spend a lot of good time, meet a lot of cool people, and you get to meet. Maybe I can get Russell over here next year.
There you go. Thank you, Sean.
No problem.
It was so much fun being there and talking to these people. I got to tell you, all you fans need to be there in Kentucky for this next year.
Absolutely.
We're going to move.
And I just wanted to point out for those that don't know
Brandon's dad, Sean Hance, was on Flipped Off with Brother Russell, that reality show. So,
right, and we're going to move right on into Mark, who was part of Mark and Bopper from The Amazing Race.
Love him.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How was the Urban Stampede for you? How hard was it?
I'm telling you, everybody, the people from Kentucky, I run with a lady today from Indiana. I had a 14-year-old cross-country runner running with a 45-year-old smoker. And she took it easy. I mean, she stopped and let me rest and walk a little bit.
And what is your name, hon?
My name is Elizabeth Hong.
And you're from?
I'm from Poissons, Indiana.
And you do a lot of cross-country running?
Yes, I run for Floyd Central.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so how amazing was it to run with an amazing race person?
It was totally a dream come true. I watched him in an amazing race, and I was stoked to see him. I was so happy.
That's great.
Yeah.
We did a great job. She did.
You did do a great job.
But what we got to do now is she's going to be back again next year, and we're going to run. Me and her are going to run this race again. I'm going to get in shape again. I want her to come back next year and run it with me again. But I want a lot of people from Kentucky to come back and run this. Me and Bopper, we love this thing right here. It's the best thing that could have happened.
That's
so
right.
So we need it again next year, but we need a lot more participants.
That's right. Everybody's got to come back to the Urban Stampede. Keep this going. Make sure that the charity gets a lot of money for this event, for Autism for Children.
Yeah.
They need a lot of research for that charity.
But like I said, next year she's going to come back and going to run it with me again, and we're gonna take care of it next year.
That's right. Well, they didn't make it easy on you today, though, did they?
No, they didn't. But we ain't going to follow people. She was right. She knows a little bit about this area, and if we wouldn't have followed Ralph and them down through there. And once we followed them down through there, my old legs just couldn't get us back up through there quick enough.
Well, you guys did a great job.
Lucky the trolley didn't come by, because I was wanting to ride the trolley.
You were wanting to get on the trolley,
yeah,
huh?
We're going to get on the trolley.
Okay, well, I know you need to get some rest, get some water, relax. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi to all the Rad Reality fans out there.
How you doing, all you Rad Reality? Some of y'all need to get up here and come to this thing next year, too, and let's have a good time. Let's have a real good time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Get some
rest.
All
take
right.
care.
See y'all.
All right, thank you.
Okay, he was so much fun. They were all so
Absolutely.
Tired when they hit the mat, but they were all so willing to talk.
It was exhausting.
Okay, and we're going to go right into talking to Bopper, the other part of Mark and Bopper from The Amazing Race.
I'm done.
Okay, we're here. We want to find out how hard this race was.
Oh, it's absolutely grueling. Listen, we took off. Right off the bat, was it Zoe her name?
Zoe.
Little Zoe, listen, love her heart. She gave it everything she had. She had flip-flops on. Listen, I felt so sorry for that child. I was not going to push her any further. I said, look, can you run 12 more blocks in those flip-flops? She said, I can't. I said, darling, I'm not going to make you either, so let's go. I'm going to take you back to the finish. I said, she kind of wanted to cry. I said, listen, don't you worry about that. I said, listen, you proud of you. You give it 150%, so that's all I could ask. So my hat's off to Zoe and David's little daughter. Hannah took off with me. Listen, that child was going to have to run 12 blocks. I was not going to ask that child to run 12 blocks. So I brought her back. Dave looked at me and said, listen, you want to finish this race, ain't you? I said, absolutely, I want to finish this race. He said, I'll finish it with you. So Dave took over, and we went and finished the race.
Dave's the man.
I know you've been up since, 5 o'clock this morning?
4:30.
4:30. And you've been working your tail off out here, putting this thing together.
The thing about Kentucky is you never quit.
That's right.
You never quit. If
you
got to break your neck, you keep going.
You've done Kentucky Proud, and this has been an amazing event. Everybody that I've talked to today has been so proud of this stampede. The Urban Stampede has been amazing for everybody. They've been so proud coming into this finish line. And everybody that I've talked to said they can't wait to come back and do it again next year.
Well, you know, from the neck of woods that we're from, if you quit something, you're branded for life. You know, you either die trying or never come back, you know. So That's why when this man offered to finish the race with me, I said, absolutely, that's right. And so, and my, listen, it's been an honor for them to invite me to the Urban Stampede, and I will definitely come back again next year. So all they got to do is send the invitation.
I got to run with Bopper.
That's right. And we're all going to come back and do it bigger and better next year with a lot more people, right?
Exactly right.
I know you want to get some water and cool down and everything.
Listen, I've still got the adrenaline flowing, sweetheart. And listen, now I'm pumped.
You said you're ready to come back and do it again tomorrow.
Now I'm pumped, yeah. Second win box now, you know.
All right.
I'm ready.
Listen, thank you so much. Say hi to the Rad Reality fans out there.
Hey, all you reality friends, it's the Bop coming at you loud and proud, and I love each and every one of you. If you're ever in Clay County, Kentucky, stop by and see me.
There you go. Thank you so much,
Babe. You're welcome, darling.
To Mary and David, thank you both so much. This has been an amazing event. Urban Stampede rocks. You guys, your first event, and I know next year is going to be even bigger and better, and you're going to have lots more people here. You guys did an amazing, amazing job putting this together.
Great job. Thank
you. You know what? They've done a pretty good job. Who didn't?
Thank you guys so much.
You know, I like to add to that, just so everyone knows, Zoe was my daughter and still is my daughter. She survived. And let me tell you how proud she is. First day of school when we got back, she rocked her medal from the Stampede and her T-shirt. She was the happiest young girl. And it was at the last minute. And you go, why did she run with flip-flops? Because she's not that crazy, I promise. She's a smart kid. She's in four AP classes.
Wow.
Mark was bought at the last minute. And so at the last minute, Bopper needed a partner. So Mary knew that my daughter wanted to race in the race. Well, my daughter had flip-flops on. She didn't know that she was going to get to run in it because I was bought, so she wasn't going to get to run with me. And so she pushed herself, and Bopper and Zoe was, like, in the top place. They were doing really good. I really would put my money on it. I really feel like if she had tennis shoes, they could have came in the first place. They could have. Or not first, maybe top five. But if my daughter had tennis shoes on, she would have came really close to winning the race.
That's
She's competitive like me.
I know. She was really heartbroken. And
she was. But you know what? She's like, Daddy, you've got to blow up the picture. You've got to, you know, get me the picture so I can take it to school and all this. She was really honored to run it with him. And hopefully next year she'll, you know,
she'll be ready.
Shoes on, and I'll pay for her to have Bopper again just so she can have that chance again if that's what she chooses. And I know that she didn't give up. I think that she would do it in a heartbeat. She's a trooper. And she just, everyone was asking her, what does that medal, what does it represent? What does it represent? And she said that she just told the whole story. And people were like, oh, that's so cool. So it was really awesome for her to be able to do that. And then Hannah, David and Mary's daughter, you know, she got to race a little bit too. And Hannah, my daughter, became really good friends. And I could see next summer David and Mary's daughter Hannah coming and staying the summer with us because
how are they really close. Are they about the same age then?
They are the same. I think they are the same age.
They're both adorable.
They're pretty close. Yeah.
They're both adorable.
They are.
We've got one more clip, and this is our host, our cowboy.
Help us
and
all.
My heart just goes out to you, cowboy. Here we go.
Cowboy, how was it running the race?
Words can't really explain it. It's a very tough race. We were second to the last starting out. We pulled up in the top 10 and just made a couple of bad turns, and here we are. I mean, second. I mean, we tied for last. You know, we made that decision to walk in together, and you know, like I said, words can't really explain this. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Amazing Race because I could see why Rachel cried the way that she did, because my body is just hurting right now. My legs, and it's hard to stand, and, you know, no one really realizes what they go through, and you really have to be in shape to do this. And, you know, I didn't train for this. We just did it. Like I said, we all know Amazing Race can change at the last minute, you know, and it did. Halfway into it, we went to the Bat Museum instead of the Slugger Field. So it, no regrets. It was worth finishing. We said we were going to run it to the end, and we did.
So I know that this has been an amazing event. Mary and David did a wonderful job. I know you've been part of putting this whole thing together. Everybody that's come in here has said what a wonderful event this has been. I know you'll come back and do it again. I know that this is something that's been near and dear to your heart.
Yep, and I promise you I'll start training earlier, because my partner and I, hopefully we can do it again next year and blow the competition out of the waters.
There
to
you
come
go.
From last place, hopefully to first place next year.
I know that you want to say hi to all the Rad Reality fans out there.
You know, fans, I say over and over again, I mean, you are the reason why we do this, and we've got a platform, and we use it to help, you know, charities. That's why we're here. And so thank you, fans, for listening and always be a part of our show, because it's just, this is a great family that, you know, we're Crete. And without the Rad Reality fans, we wouldn't continue to go forward. So thank you so much.
You know, that race was tough. I mean, I literally, you can ask Cherry, even that night at the concert, I was in so much pain. I really, to be honest, didn't want to, you know, be there because I was hurting so bad. And not too many people knows this, but Candace from the Amazing Race threw up for several hours after that race. And
wow. Yeah, she couldn't even come to the concert. She was in her room throwing up.
And I don't blame her. And Bopper told my daughter, that's 5 legs of the Amazing Race in one. You know, it was very tough, and we push on that. And, you know, I did say at the end, I'm going to train next year. And I had an amazing partner, Luke. He's a young kid. Matter of fact, he started his freshman year of high school yesterday, I do believe. And I'm hoping next year him and I can run it again, because, I mean, he was really excited. Actually, he wanted to run with Miss New York, Candace, but since she got bought, he had it settled for me. But I think that he was happy with the results. And, you know, we got to tie with the couple from the family edition of Amazing Race. I can't pronounce it. They're, I guess, Italian, but they're amazing. And I got to hear their whole story about, you know, where their sons are and everything. And I tell you what, I think they were shocked, because they were beating us, and then we caught up and we could have passed them. And I said, you know what? I said, we're going to walk in together. You know, it's not like I'm winning $1 million here. You know, we're going to walk in together. And, you know, because both of us wanted to beat a team really bad. And however, if you really look at it, three or four teams dropped out. So technically, we weren't last place. So, I mean, we did beat some teams because they dropped out. It was that tough that teams did drop out, because it was tough.
Oh, it was. Well, it was a tough race. I mean, everybody that crossed that finish line was just exhausted and just spent.
Hey, before we run out of time, we do have one more caller, I see.
Yes,
here, Jerry.
Okay. You mind if we take one more caller, Cowboy?
Let's do it.
Okay. Mr. Chi-Town Joe, how are you, babe?
Oh, man, these blue angels are flying about 50 feet above my house.
Oh, wow.
because they're practicing for this weekend's air and water show, and it starts like 50 feet away from the beach, you know, and they're like F-18s, you know, and they're so loud. So if I get drowned out for a second, understand they're flying right over about 50 feet over my house. My whole house rumbles, you know. Did you guys hear about Joey Kovar?
I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
From Real World Hollywood?
No.
He passed away. He was 29.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, he lived here in Chicago.
Now, I watch every Real World. Remind me, Joey.
Hollywood. He left because... he was in the 2008 installment of that show.
I'm going to have to go back and Google him to see.
He wanted to be an actor and all that, and he had some substance abuse problems. He left, and then he went on, in 2009, he was on Celebrity Rehab.
Oh,
okay.
And he died. This morning here in Chicago. I hate the show's been so up, but I just thought, you know.
What a shame.
What was the cause? Do we know?
They're going to have to do an autopsy on him. And he's young, good-looking guy. But
speculating that...
They're speculating.
That it was probably...
Yeah, he was on...
He
had started using cocaine and ecstasy again.
Wow.
And a friend of him discovered him unconscious with blood coming out of his eyes and his ears. It's not really his ears and his nose.
Oh, well, before we run out of time, Joe, is there anything you need to promote today?
Oh, yeah. Hey, don't forget, everybody. you know what? I was going to call you anyways for that clip for tomorrow. we have Cherry's big show, the Grateful Dead show's tomorrow on Chi-Town Live. So, but I've sent everybody an invite, so you have one, Cowboy. I know you probably can't listen, but
yeah, I'm at work at that time. You do it, but
yeah.
Good luck to you. I'm excited that you are following in the radio industry, and you know, I hope that turns out good for you.
Well, it's Portsmouth.
I know. I think that's awesome. I think it's awesome that you're doing it there.
Yeah, it's, and we go throughout the whole world. And it's so nice because Cherry and Paul and a lot of the listeners come over to that show.
Phil in
the
chat
music.
Room that's in there right now, and Thomas Space Ones comes, and many of the people that listen to us here in this show come over to your show. Dina. Many of the people that listen to us come over to your show and listen and chat. And it's a good time. So if you can, on Saturday afternoon at
4:30
Eastern.
Eastern and 3:30 Cherry Garcia time. That would be your time too, I think, Cowboy.
Yep.
So.
All right, Joe. Well,
thank you so much.
Yeah, just look. You probably all have an invite in the mail, anyways, or in your event thing. So,
all right.
I'll be looking forward to hearing everybody tomorrow. So,
thank you so much for doing that, hon. I appreciate it.
Oh no! It's more. It's better for me because I get to know a little more every day now working on this show. So,
thank you so much. You take care and have a great weekend, babe.
I'm going to try. You too
all
now,
right.
folks. Bye,
right.
Cowboy.
Bye, Bob.
Okay. So, back to the Urban Stampede. I have so much respect for the people that ran that race, and I know my husband and I will definitely try to, you know, go back next year, and I may try to be a volunteer at one of the stations or something, if we can do that. It was just a pleasure to be there and see everyone run that race. And
Well, sure, I hate to get off here, but I have to pick up my kids up from school, and the line's moving.
Okay, hon. Well, you take care. Thank you so much, Cowboy. It's always a pleasure doing this show with you.
Yeah.
You have a great weekend, hon.
Take care, Cowboy.
What a show. It was such a pleasure having Janelle on. She just always, I'm always in awe of her. She is just amazing. She is one that, I don't know what it is about her, but, you know, I've been around so many reality people, but for some reason she, I'm just in awe of Janelle.
I'm so happy that she volunteered to come back on our show again, and I knew that she said 15 minutes, and this internal clock in my head kept ticking away, and I got to ask this question. Oh, I need to ask. I don't want her to leave. But do you know she was on longer than 15, wasn't she?
I'm sure she was, yeah.
Yeah.
And I hate it because I really wanted to bring up Mary and David, and John Cracker was on hold too, and he really wanted to say hi to her.
And that's why it's good that she's coming back. Then we'll be able to take callers next time, don't you think?
Yeah. So
I hope.
I'm glad that she is willing to come back and do another show with us. And I hope that she gets to have little puppies soon. I'm sure she was surprised when she got home and found out that her dog wasn't Preggers. What a shock.
Well, you probably have gone through that in the days that you were doing breeding, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, sometimes it just doesn't take. And, you know, there's, you know, Mother Nature happens. Sometimes it just isn't right. And so that happens. And you just can't tell until, you know, they get further along and you find out that there's no puppies. And so that happens. And she couldn't tell because she was in the house and had no way of knowing that the dog wasn't pregnant. But I'm sure it was a shock when she got home to find out that her dog wasn't pregnant and she wasn't coming home to babies.
Right.
So, but
well,
she has little Violet to come home
too,
and I'm sure she's happy to be home with little Violet. And I'm sure Violet just ecstatic to have her mommy back. And and Janelle sounds like she's really rooting for Joe, and I can't wait to hear, you know, her opinions as the show progresses. And so we'll hope to see what happens as, you know, time goes on and we have her back, and what's happened in this show since we've talked to her today. So if you have anything else, I'm going to talk about Monday's show. We need to have everyone back for Manic Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. I believe LaJuan will be hosting this Monday. And then next Monday, we will have our Portuguese princess, Michelle Costa, back. I can't wait for Michelle to be back. I've missed her so much. LaJuan has done a wonderful job filling in her, though. We've had some great shows with LaJuan. He has just been so much fun. So join us again this Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for Manic Monday. We hope you all have a great weekend. We will talk to you Monday. Take care, everyone. Be kind to each other. And I'm not going to forget again, Paul. And I'm going to close out with Ron, as we always do.
So thank you guys for stopping in. But I do want to say some other stuff real quick. I was thinking about, like, today, about how much we've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show. But I thank everyone that has been part of the show and is still part of the show. But, you know, I want to say thank you to you guys. And the reality, people, that, you know, I do this for you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to go ahead and close it off tonight. And I appreciate everyone. I appreciate everyone. I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one. God bless everyone. Take care. Have a great weekend. Be kind to each other.